Enrique Almers was on his way to La Vela restaurant when the young woman barreled into him. He hadn't heard her coming. She'd come through the archway that connected the fish market with the Butch Street, just as Enrique strolled past and their paths crossed. She collided with him at full speed, knocking down and then tumbling onto the man who had so suddenly and unexpectedly appeared in front of her. As they both got to their feet, Enrique realized why he hadn't heard the woman coming. She wasn't wearing any shoes. She was barefoot. In a split second, he took in the important details, something he was used to doing. Early to mid-20s, shoulder-length dark hair, knee-length dark dress, uninjured but exhausted, and with a terrified expression on her face. But before he could say anything, he heard the sound of running footsteps, also coming from the Butch Street and getting louder. He also realized that it was two pairs of feet, their sturdy shoes rapidly approaching on the cobblestone street. The young woman looked briefly in the direction she'd been heading, but it was instantly obvious that she'd given up any idea of continuing her escape. Instead, she took hold of Enrique's arm and shielded herself with his body. Suddenly, the men appeared. Enrique Almers knew these types. Large, broad-shouldered, with short-cropped hair and oily, round heads. Expensive black suits, black vests, black ties. Wireless and cell phone earplugs. The holsters under their jackets were remarkably slim, but they certainly didn't escape his notice. His eye was well-trained for such details. He was also not surprised that neither of them were out of breath. They were in very good shape. Enrique felt the trembling of the small hands clinging to him. "Hit the road," the pursuer on the right growled at him. "What's wrong?" Enrique whispered to the woman, who cowered behind his back. But there was no answer. Instead, the second man spoke up. "Are you deaf? Beat it." With a quick and experienced grip of his left hand, he gently loosened the fingers of the woman, who was still clinging to his upper arm. Then he left her standing there, and took a step toward the men. "I'm sure you can see that it would be impossible for me to simply leave now," he said in a calm and relaxed voice.